Snap Judgment's Anna Sussman has the story of a family legacy shrouded in flame.
Jay Varner's dad was the fire chief in a small Appalachian town, where everyone knew everyone. So his dad was really a local hero.
Because McVeigh Town was so small and everybody knew each other, my dad was very well known. By and large, people loved my dad. People saw him as somebody who was very dedicated. One time we had a neighbor who, their house caught on fire. My dad was the one rushing in to try to save Christmas presents. He would have done anything for anybody if they had needed help.
And when he was a little boy, Jay would brag to the other kids when his dad's fire engine would roll by. But the truth was, he wished his dad was just a normal dad.
The biggest thing that I remember about my dad when I was a kid was that he was never home. He was with the fire company. Times when he was home, I remembered that he could leave at any moment. He wore a pager on the side of his belt. And we could be doing anything. We could be watching TV or playing in the yard. Once that pager went off, he jumped up, ran toward his truck, turned on the light on top, and sped off. I did feel very kind of abandoned by him. And just not that important to him.
But not everyone in his family was a hero. His grandfather, a man named Lucky, was tall and balding. He wore a painter's uniform every day. And something about him frightened Jay.
Lucky was my grandfather. I was petrified of Lucky. He was curt, cold. One time he slapped our dog, which when you're a kid and have a dog, that's the last thing that you ever want to see.
And it was strange because his dad, Denton, was so kind and generous to everyone. And his grandpa, Lucky, was so angry. Something wasn't right about Lucky. Jay didn't know what. But he knew that when his dad was a little boy, growing up in Lucky's house, something happened.
When my dad was a child, his house caught on fire. Everything that they had in the house was lost. After that, the community really banded together to support Lucky and the family and helped him rebuild. They rebuilt a beautiful house, and then not long after that, that house burned down as well. Nobody was hurt in the fires, but both houses were complete losses.
There were actually 4 fires altogether when his dad was a kid. The 2 houses, a nearby garage, and Grandpa Lucky's car.
My grandfather's car had caught on fire. He was out fishing one day, and when he came back, his car had mysteriously burned up while he was gone.
4 mysterious fires, all shrouded in a shameful family secret. When they thought he was old enough to know, the family told Jay the truth.
That Lucky, my grandfather, burned down his family's home twice. It was suspected that Lucky had set the car fire as well.
Lucky had been convicted of arson. Everyone in Little McVeigh Town knew it, and now so did Jay.
I suddenly felt very justified in my fear of the man. And I also felt very sad, especially for my dad. I felt that it was because of that my dad was a fireman. He really wanted to atone for some of the sins that his father had committed. I mean, what better way to do that than, here's a dad who lights fires, and his son is one who goes out and extinguishes them.
Serial arson is a pathology, a fascination with destruction.
There are many different thoughts in terms of why arsonists light fires. But a serial arsonist, there's something deeply disturbed within them. I think the fire is in their makeup, in their DNA.
Jay's own DNA was a strange joining of fire starter and fireman hero. He had questions for his dad, about his history, about his choices and his burden, but he never got to ask him. His father died when he was 9 years old, of cancer. Instead, Jay had to find answers for himself. As a young man, he became a reporter for the local newspaper, covering the police and fire beat. And then his own fascination with destruction was ignited.
When the alarm codes went off on the scanner during my first week, I felt exactly like my dad, rushing down the road as fast as you possibly can go to get there before anybody else. I saw the fire trucks, I saw the lights, and once I arrived on the scene, I opened my car door, and I immediately smelled the smoke. And it was exactly the same smell that I would smell in my dad when he came home after fires. You get very caught up in the moment, and that adrenaline just rushes through you. I became addicted to it. I became a junkie. I looked forward to the chance of rushing out the door. And I realized that that adrenaline was there not just because of this seeking out of the truth in this story, but because I wanted to understand what made my dad tick.
So he began to write a book about his family history.
My mom and my grandmother found out eventually that I was writing a book about them. They took me aside on a Sunday morning, basically telling me that I could not write about this, and I didn't understand why. My mother was in tears, rocking back and forth, obviously distraught about something. Finally, they looked at each other, and I knew that they had decided something, and they told me, "There's something you don't know about your father." They told me that my dad had helped my grandfather light some of those fires when my dad was a child.
They explained that his dad had helped Lucky commit arson. The information was scattered and vague, little snapshots of scenes that they had put together, but it was the truth.
They told me a story of stumbling upon Lucky and my dad playing with matches. Lucky was teaching my dad how to strike the match and toss it into a pool of gasoline. My dad had hinted to my mother, only one time he ever mentioned it, that his dad had somehow coerced him into doing it.
This changed the whole story.
My resentment for my dad suddenly disappeared. Your father was teaching you how to light these things when you were a child, at an age when any boy would do anything that his dad asked him to do. My grandfather was taking advantage of that. I no longer held the fact that he had rushed out the door and had missed spending so much time with our family against him.
A few months after hearing that story about his dad, Jay quit his job at the paper.
My last day on the job involved training my replacement at the newspaper. And luckily for us, there was a fire. When we arrived at the fire, we watched the firemen rush past us with hoses on their shoulders. They climbed into the roof and hacked the holes in the shingles. My heart was still rattling yet. I still felt a bit of an adrenaline rush. And then a deep gray smoke poured up through the sky. And the ash and water spray, they mixed in the air. And for a moment, the scene, it looked almost serene as a snow shower. There's no denying that fire and smoke and sirens, that all of these things had a tremendous pull on my father. Now that I knew where his motivations lay and what had happened to him as a child, I felt more distance with those fires. Because that key to unlock my dad, I now held it.
Big thanks to Jay Varner for sharing your story with The Snap. Jay has a new book that touches on his relationship with his father. It's called Nothing Left to Burn. A big thanks as well to Snap's own Anna Sussman.